don't care if they can go to heaven. hell with it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All our righteousness is as filthy rag.
Right.
You and your righteousness. Him and his righteousness. You all tightened and pumped up in your car to mind thinking you were doing something. And you know good and well, you won't hardly get out down to the bottom of them steps down there. Or you think something you ought not to think.
You see what I'm talking about? About being hypocrite around and telling me church, you know.
Yeah.
The other guy said, you know, if you get all the stuff that stuff out, come on, start on your way every
morning.
And say, it's not about the
process
and all that.
Is that right?
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I'm
going to see what it does. You understand?
That ain't no good. Y'all ain't what y'all know about what that is.
I ain't got no business inviting you to go somewhere. I don't make one kind of horse.
You see what I mean? Ain't that right?
Around here and somebody shove you down in some water, you understand? Then you get up here and lie. You can sit up here and eat some crackers, you understand, and drink some grape juice. Testify that they're body of Christ. You say Jesus said for us to do that. He didn't say no such thing. You can't read nothing like that out of the Bible. You say head going perform the grace in his head, can't nobody baptize nobody in water. You can't read it out of the Bible. You see? Mm-hmm. Over there washing feet, showing how humble he is. A sneaking lying bastard. What'd you say that for? I ought to put some more to it. Oh. What'd you say that? Now somebody say, well, now, if you get a mess at that customer, now you know there ain't nothing to him.
See,
get back there and judge. John 8:44 says, a lie right straight
out of
the gate. Right. And we won't be chastised by the Scripture. We won't be the partner of all that judgment. Won't be set aside. But that Hebrews is saying, every son that he receives, and I said, no man goes to the Father of God. He that comes to me, I would have no one has that. Is that right?
Right.
You see what I mean?
Right.
That's what he said. But now, listen, every son whom he receives, knowing that he has been carnal minded, he's chastised, that's right. He's gone. You know what I'm talking about? Chastised. Chastised with how?
Right.
You understand? You see? Now, if you be without chastising, you won't be chastised by the Scripture, and you're going on to your head. Then you're a bastard, not a son. That's what these people out there are doing. They won't stand corrected by the Scripture. Not heard. These planets and all talk to you. Ain't that right? You understand?
Yeah.
and it shouldn't have raised the glory of God. Ain't that right? Right there, boy. Not so simple. Let him turn right in here. And a man that stood out and looked up at the sun, moon, and star. And if you don't know the thing is back of God's hand, and see the sun, the real sun of God, you understand? And see the star, the real angelic home. That's where it is yonder, you understand? On the cosmic screen of consciousness, yeah, and also out there in the universe, you understand? You talk about the blue paper and started there. Sometimes go off somewhere into the country. And look up in the mountain and look down and see how that blue and that sky is blinking and the sun is going down. You understand what I'm talking about? You understand? Good Jesus Christ. And dying in Joseph. And there's very no Joseph. The sun going on down. Well, then, understand? Now I look back and see where the Moses is lying. And you see, I see that. You understand? That when Jesus, when Moses said that Adam was in the garden of Eden, you understand?
Insist on to be 10 years.
safe. And that thin concrete. It's got to be proof.
Here's the left side of it. You understand?
You see what I mean? Now, fact that it told you.
See, you said the soldiers, but that's the tomb. God, the tomb. That is the same?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You said, as the Jews said, the disciples come and stole it away. Mm-hmm. And that report was common in the evening in the days of the fire and fall, is that right?
Right.
Right. You see that? Now then, this is 10 years to the day. Down there.
Mary was just like Mary on that there, the guy, maybe. You understand?
Yes, sir, children.
You see now? Now, let me say this truth. Now, this is what happens. See, the average truth gets drunk here. Now, everybody's what?
What he would say on a certain day. Now, Buster, if that ain't looking back before a thing gets in a man's mind and telling you. Right in school in Cincinnati, just like you see me here now.
Yeah, that's right.
Stood right up there. Didn't go out to get a drink or nothing.
That's right.
Stood right there and told you the instant the cardinal strict died. Some of them got up and went out and turned their radios on in their automobiles. And was on the news, his last breath just left his body. Any other here present? Stand up! Or hold your hand up or something.
Go 5 to 12. Oh, I'm high. You can't keep on crying. Okay, hold me down. You won't care about it much. So you can understand me to buy a car on the right and try to communicate more than you.
Before you hear as you hear, and tell you things before that, and tell you what you're talking about.
told you that Sergeant Brooks was a bad character. I told you that he would be blessed.
I told you in San Monica that John F. Kennedy would be nominated, elected, and assassinated. Now, I'm just asking you, you can just believe me anything you want to believe. Now, guess what? And I told you before it happened. See, I can tell you anything I want to tell you about anything anywhere around in the world, anytime I get ready. I'm asking you, did it bump her heart?
Yes.
Okay. You see that now? Then how can you think that I don't know? In conclusion,
I see all I'm doing. See, it's just a message that comes out of you. Okay. When you get right back into the real essence of me, I am that I am incarnated in this body. I don't know nothing bad, you understand?
Because
that's
just
my body.
And I am sick you in these last days.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And I've had my pants kicked real good for this reason that I've been with these folks. See? If it wasn't them around me, they done killed me long time ago.
Try to make me take this back. Tell me, with God. Yes, I know, I understand. you understand, 6 foot 10, he's a Arab. You understand? And this man sitting up here, and this one, you understand, sitting up here, and Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, you know, this is well said. God never sent nobody out to do no fighting with those swords and things or do nothing like that. And you know that's with God, the goddamn man, to the bad thing. You said, there ain't nothing to it. And the weapons of our warfare, and they're not carnal. But I can take this thing here, you understand? Right. Come right down to you. And finish your prayer out there!
A humble submission.
They're not man. You can kill the soul, the better dead God. God's soul is mine. You understand?
Right.
I'm looking right at what I'm talking about. And listen, I don't have no respect whatsoever. None. I don't have none for myself as a man. You know good and well, I ain't care nothing about you. Not as no man. All places is bad to me. Man, your reputation don't matter. Paul did. You understand? Now, I don't see nothing no good in the head with all these good things I've done as a man. You understand?
Right. You see what I'm talking about? Like, well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you all the time. Well, I ain't no more than you ought to be. What are you talking about?
Paul, you understand? You ain't done nothing.
You see what I'm saying?
I ain't trying to make no reputation for myself. I'm just preaching the gospel. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, children, we've been overtired. I told you this was a special meeting, and I didn't want to keep you overtired. But I do know this. I've been in this thing long enough to know.
I cannot tell, and neither can you learn.
In no 2 hours. You see what I mean? And this thing is going to have to come to you in this real issue. Faith comes down here.
And if it don't come, like that, you're not going to be too happy.
That's a responsibility.
And why are you up there? And you know you're up there. There's time somebody asks you to do this. But then you can start graduating and say, well, I don't know. I'll never look it up.
You see what I mean? Well, now, what I'm trying to tell you is make you see God, and we have a very short time. Now, let me say this. See, now this here's the creation to the flood. You see, here's the creation. That's to the garden. See, you got here to the flood. Now, this 1656 from the flood, the crucifixion of Christ. You understand? And now we're down in this present day. This is where we are now. In fact, that this ain't here. This antidote is supposed to do in prayer. See, the third end of this world is. See, this is Christ crucifixion into that. And now we're over here. And now the next one, what's going to happen here? He didn't say it either. See, this is immortality. Now, age is approximately 6,000 years. But this is only 1652. This is 2381. And now this is 1932. And say, listen. If you're going to get saved, you understand? If you're going to get saved, you better come on down here.
Consisted of a most holy place, a holy place, and a court round about. 1, 2, 3 sections, but it was just one tabernacle.
Now what?
See? Why did Yahweh have it made like this? See? Get John 17:3.
John 17:3, page 148. And this is life eternal.
Okay. That because eternal life. This is life eternal. See, them people want to know about eternal life. Do you want to know? That's all you ask Joshua in your scripture there. What must I do to inherit eternal life? See? Over there in what, the 18th chapter of Luke, the rich man wanted to know. See? What must I do to inherit eternal life? See? Now Joshua defining what eternal life is. Read.
And this is life eternal.
Now this is life eternal. This is what the Bible says eternal life is. Now I don't know what you've been taught, but I do know what's in that book. Read.
That they might know.
First of all, that you might know. Just like you're going to have to hear. See? With the hope that you might be allowed to see and understand. But he said eternal life is to know what?
That thou only art the true.
Now look, this is the Messiah in the Garden of Gethsemane. Praying the night before he was to go out and be crucified. See? And he said he lifted up his eyes to heaven. See? But he said, now this is life eternal, that they might know. See?
That thou only.
That thou, the Father, Yahweh, only. See?
Art the true
El. Now he's the true Elohim. See? Well, maybe not. Maybe it's one of them others. See, but in that same chapter, he said this also. He said, I have declared thy name to them that thou hast given me out of the world. See? Thou, Yahweh, art the only true Elohim or true God. Read.
And Yahshua, the Messiah whom thou hast sent.
And thou art the true Elohim, and thou art Yahshua the Messiah whom thou hast sent. That's what's important about getting these names straight. That's what's important about understanding this vision. See, now this tabernacle allows you to see that. See? John 1 and 1.
John
1
and 1, page 125.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning was the Word.
Now it says in the beginning was the Word. Now we tell you, and I'm not explaining that this time, but Yahweh Elohim is the Word. Your Bible is not the Word of God.
Right.
What is it, in the Proverbs? Or in the Psalm? I always get mixed up. Proverbs 8 and 22, Psalm 33 and 6. Read Psalm 33 and 6. See, we give you the goods down here, folks. We tell you where it is. Read it till you quote it. Sometimes it just sounds ridiculous. Every word the scripture reader said, the speaker said. And he said. Go now, go now. It's like an echo or something. You got your book on your lap. You can write it down, tape it, read it. You see what I'm saying? You don't get a better deal than that.
That's right.
Read. By the word of Yahweh, were the heavens made. Now look, folks, that's plain. See? Somebody almost had to threaten you. You know, I remember one time I just told a young fellow that. I said, now look, I've explained this thing to you, and I don't want you to come back in my face again talking about the Bible being the Word of God. Now that's the only way I could stop it. You see? Because it was just ingrained in his memory. It says in the Word. Well, look, I've explained to you that that's not... that's right. And then come back in the Word. That's not the Word, folks. Now, I don't know what y'all are going to have to do to convince you. But in the Psalms, it says what? Read.
By the Word of Yahweh.
It says, by the Word of Yahweh. Read.
Were the heavens made.
Now, you know your Bible didn't make the Word. Or your Bible didn't make the heavens. Hopefully you got enough sense to know that. Read.
And all the host of them by the breath of his mouth.
And he made it by the breath of his mouth. See?
He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap.
Uh-huh.
He layeth up the depth in storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Let all the earth fear Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
Read.
For he spake, and it was done.
Read.
He commanded, and it stood fast.
Read.
Yahweh bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught.
Read.
He maketh the devices of the people of none effect.
Read.
The counsel of Yahweh standeth forever.
Read.
The thoughts of his heart to all generations.
Okay, I guess you get across what I'm at. But anyway, that's the word. Now it says in the beginning was the word. John 1:1, read quick.
In the beginning was the Word.
Read.
And the Word was with Yahweh.
And the Word was with Yahweh. Read.
And the Word was